Hello, welcome everyone to my website. My name is Stephen Cocconi, and I am, or should I say I do, something called Michael Channeling. But in addition to that, I call myself the Skeptical Psychic, an amateur comedian, a longtime teacher, and formerly even a college professor. I wanted to just invite you to take a few moments to look around my site and see some of the material that I have presented here. I also invite you that if you find this interesting to either email me or call me on the telephone to set up an appointment where you can get a personal reading with Michael. But I want to take this opportunity to just give you my experience and an overview of the Michael teaching. First of all, as many of you know, channeling has become something that is out there in the popular press and for many people has extremely important relevance. To others, people like me are nothing more than crackpots or frauds. Well, ultimately, folks, it's up to you to decide what it is that you want and whether or not you think me and then the being I channel, called Michael, is right for you. Now, what is Michael, who is Michael, and what is the Michael teaching? Well, after a lot of years of searching, I really wanted to find one place and one point of view that seemed to give a wide-ranging and all-encompassing view of not only the universe within myself, but indeed the universe of creation, of spirituality, and of life itself. And I found that in the Michael teaching. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Michael teaching is not a religious dogma that you have to believe. However, it is a very broad-based conceptual frame of reference that allows you, the individual, to use the terminology and to see how it is cross-referenced upon not only human life, but indeed other planes of existence as well. So when I channel Michael, either publicly or privately for someone, what you are encountering is a being who is on an evolutionary path, just as we are. And in fact, perhaps to clarify, Michael is not just a being, but is a representation of a collective soul or multiple beings that have reunited together into a single consciousness. A consciousness that ultimately all of us are a part of. But as we progress to and from the point of being one with God itself, we go through a cycle of experiencing greater individuality and separation, back through a cycle of feeling greater closeness and oneness with all that is. Michael describes itself as being at a place called the causal plane, which is one of seven planes of existence that every soul progressed through on its journey back to God. From that place, they have a view of the physical plane that is oftentimes much more comprehensive, detached, and usually more compassionate toward us than often our ego-based and often critically based selves have been taught. It's from that place, then, that you can ask questions about other people in your life, about experiences you've had, about things that might happen to you in your future if you decide to pursue certain courses. And lastly, and ultimately, ways that you can live your human life as who you are to the fullest. For myself, the Michael teaching has been not only a liberating experience in many ways, but it indeed has shaped my life. For I have been doing this work now for almost 20 years. And in that time, I've experienced a journey that sometimes was tremendously painful, but often in ecstatic and beyond anything that, in fact, I could have ever planned out for myself. So for me, a person who has allowed my journey to unfold, sometimes what appeared to be erratically, sometimes with an exactitude and feeling of destiny, I now live in Hawaii. In any case, I want to thank you all for coming to my site and hope that this description has been useful for you. Aloha, and as they say in Hawaii, a hui ho, until we meet again.